Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Quick correction on the math. Halley's Comet coming in 2061.
So we need to be 91?
I'm still betting against you.
91! Just let everybody know.
Yeah. My mom called me yesterday, and she kind of does these things. Like, I feel like she was hinting. She was at my niece's, I don't know what it was, soccer game. Well, I don't know what it was.
Okay, yeah, an event.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody recognized her.
She loves
when people recognize loves ADs. Her. She loves the ADs.
Loves them.
And she said, the person said,
Eric.
It actually was a woman.
Eric.
And the woman said, I love you on the Junkies. They should have you on more.
Uh-huh.
She made a point. When my mom says that to me, she clearly means she wants to be on.
Burrito.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a lock.
Right. She made a point of saying that. So, Drab, I don't know. When there's a lull, we're kind of in that time, bit season. Mom basically wants to come on.
Mrs. B itching for more appearances.
But she sure does love being recognized. And she mentioned she was with JP going for lunch and somebody recognized you guys were like in a car, right? Were you actually driving?
No, a guy in a car stopped and he wanted to buy us lunch. And I said, no. And he actually threw the money out of the car and I gave it back to him.
I hope you picked up the bill when you and Mrs. Bickle went out for lunch.
I don't know. We usually swap. Like, she makes a big deal of it.
Okay.
It's like, I think I did, but she makes a big deal of it.
She's very particular about money.
She wants to buy the lunch every time.
Okay.
And I just, I got it last time.
You would have to, you can't let her pick it up every time.
Yeah. No. It's like a swap. But it becomes, sometimes you got to let the old people win.
Sounds like you're going to lunch with Mrs. B more than her son is going to lunch with her.
Twice a year, three times a year.
Nice.
I probably should go soon.
Yeah, you should.
But I always, I should.
You definitely should.
I should.
I usually just make the rounds every once in a while, but I haven't been doing it as much lately where I'll pop. They're all the octogenarians.
Sure.
I pop over and, you guys know who Betty is. She was my housekeeper growing up.
She's not an octogenarian.
No, she's not. But she's convinced me that when I go to visit her, I combine it because she works for the Frasier. So I see that they're octogenarians and whatever you call 90. That's beyond octogenarians.
What is a 90 person called?
I don't even know. I don't know what the next
What is a 70 person called?
Septuagenarian?
Maybe? Septuagenarian? Octogenarian, then what's a 90s person called? Valdez, you're going to know.
Isn't it a non-Nigerian?
I think you're right.
Non-Nigerian?
Non-Nigerian. Right? Because nine.
Sure, I believe
then
you.
Then would be deck.
A decagerian?
Yeah.
Is that
I just do an old people loop cake.
I have no idea.
It's my old people loop. So I hit, passe lane, and then I'll usually call Mrs. B, and that's what happened last time. We met up at Walmart where she was, and we ended up going to Meza Grill.
All right, good.
I just want to get to
a genarian. Very good, Valdez.
I just need to be a sexagenarian.
What is
sexagenarian?
That?
Sexagenarian, 60 to 69.
Yeah, let's get there. Let's get to a sexagenarian. Yes.
Well, you'll feel like you've lived long enough. Like, if
I just want to get there. And
you just want to get to the next milestone.
Do you think we'll still be talking NFL draft?
Mock drafts?
If you make it that far.
Well, let's hope the Commanders aren't still picking like at number two when we're sexagenarians.
We are less than 3 weeks away from the NFL draft. So we've We're getting closer and closer. The stories continue. Is it going to be Jaden Daniels? Is it going to be Drake May? Meryl Hodge went on another show. Of course, he came on our show and basically said
he's doubling down on this.
But Meryl Hodge went on another show and said Drake May is the kind of guy who's going to get you fired as a GM.
Well, let me just say,
Drabby, I don't know if you want to get this guy Ralph Vacchiano on.
Uh-huh.
He's an NFL writer, but he posted something. Let's see, when was this posted? 23 hours ago. All right, so yesterday, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, he said, multiple NFL sources said they don't believe Drake May will get past the Commanders at 2.
Ooh, I believe that to be true.
Multiple NFL sources. I'm now, who knows what the sources
are? I'm going to buy you either a jersey or a real, like, Drake. Well, real is like $300. Let's go. Replica Drake May Commanders jersey, if he's selected by the Commanders.
Drabby, he has become an honorary fan.
Drabby, Vacchiano apparently has covered the Giants for years, but he's an NFL writer, so I don't know if you want to try and get him on.
So Merrill Hodge said, Drake May is the kind of player that would get you fired, especially if you draft him in the top 5 or top 3. He's going to get you fired. Chris Sims has
Drake
May.
Well, let me just say this about that.
As number 6 in his quarterback rankings.
Any player that bombs there, like quarterback, is going to get their coach fired in all likelihood.
Yes. Now, maybe he doesn't bomb. Maybe he's just pretty good.
It's not going to get you fired.
But it's not going to get you fired. It's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, if you're getting to the playoffs with a guy, but he's not the reason you're getting, you know, you're not winning playoff games because of him. You're just getting there, and then you're losing early. You're out in the first round.
Let me just say this, too.
You're not going to get fired.
Cakes, can you pass me my back padding machine?
Yeah, like I'm sure I have
told
it.
You guys have it. And it hasn't happened yet, but I told you guys.
Who's your guy du jour?
No. I like Jaden. He's the most exciting player in a draft, okay. But I always maintained that they were not going to take him. Because if Peters, I told you this weeks ago, and everyone mocked me, if Peters had a fifth-round grade on him a year ago, he wasn't going to take him 2 overall a year later. Wasn't going to happen. Just not going to happen.
Well, we'll see. Before we get to Jaden Daniels,
if they take him.
Let me just give you what Hodge said about May. He said the only guy that I can think of as erratic as May is Malik Willis. I studied him for 2 years. I watched every one of his games last year. His last game against NC State was probably the most embarrassing display I've seen from a guy who is supposed to be an elite franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's erratic. He's everywhere.
That was a bad game.
That's Merrill Hodge.
Seeing some highlights
grilling him. Now, when it comes to Jaden Daniels, because a lot of the mock drafts still have Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders, Bleeding Burgundy and Gold on Twitter noted this. Jaden Daniels was on Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm.
And what he tweeted, or she tweeted, I don't know who Bleeding Burgundy and Gold is, was Jaden Daniels on IG Live right now, dropping hints about where he want to go. Mm-hmm. And it ain't Washington.
Right? I told you.
Can we hear any of that?
That's Jaden Daniels.
The audio's not great.
A lot of people were saying.
Do you have the audio? I'd like to hear it, even if it's horrible. Is it? What are you shaking your head for? You don't want to play it?
We don't have any audio. There's no audio of him talking about not wanting to play for Washington.
But a lot of people who were watching it basically saying that he was dropping hints that he really wants to play for Antonio Pierce.
I get that.
Who's the head coach of the Raiders, who coached him at Arizona State for a couple of seasons.
Well, the problem with that is the Raiders, I believe, are sitting at 13.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
like, they would have to make a
they'd have to move
jump.
Up about 10 or 11 spots if they want a crack at Jaden Daniels. Unless he starts sliding down the draft board.
I'm not convinced one way or the other who they're going to take. Like, I know a lot of sources now are saying what you just said, that they're going to take Drake May, but you're also seeing Jaden Daniels. Wasn't Schefter just saying they were going Daniels?
I think they're going to take Drake May, or they're going to take JJ, or they're going to take Matt Valdez before they take Jaden Daniels.
I think if I had a gun to my head, I might roll with Adam Schefter's Jaden Daniels pick, and he's wrong. He's wrong sometimes too, but
I think I don't see it.
I do think there's a risk on Drake May that's greater than the risk on Jaden Daniels. There's a risk on all of them. We know that.
What's the risk with JJ?
He just might not be that good. He's just like he didn't show it enough in college. He was more of a game manager. He wasn't the best player on his team.
Here's the risk with all of them. They're not good enough to be in the NFL.
Right.
They're not good enough to be a quality starter in the NFL.
No, but I mean, what's the obvious risk? Like, obviously, what's the obvious
risk? The risk of J.J. McCarthy? He could be like Daniel Jones, just not good enough.
Okay, that's not a horrible bottom. Like, I don't think Daniel Jones is horrible.
No, he's not horrible.
He's very
but he's
average.
Not, yeah, he's okay. not good enough.
I mean, you don't want him as.
But the question is,
you're looking for you do a lot worse than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but when you're drafting number two, you want a star. You want a superstar.
I agree.
I think Jaden Daniels but has the most upside right off the bat, beyond Caleb Williams, and Drake May. Just I'm buying into a lot of these people that he may need to be developed for a couple of seasons. And that's what I think Haj is pointing at, that if he indeed is super erratic and inconsistent with his throws, sure, he can make the wow throws. I saw something on PFF. He had the most big-time throws of these guys.
The question is,
he had the most big-time throws, but he also apparently misses a lot of easy ones.
Can you make them better? There's going to be risk with all these guys. There's going to be risk with Daniels, May, JJ, all of them, Penix. There's risks. None of them are surefire. Can you make them better? Can you eliminate the weaknesses? Can you improve on their strengths? Can Kingsbury and, you know, Johnson and whoever's coaching them day-to-day, David Blau, can you make him better as a player? That's the question. Can you surround them with really good players, good offensive line, good scheme?
I want to do homework. Give me what is Drake May's best game last year? Because his worst games
last
at the state,
year,
I want to watch those highlights or lowlights.
I want to say the Duke game. I'd have to look at his game log.
What does that one even count? I mean, well, Duke was good last year. So, right? They were solid.
They lost their quarterback, and then they went downhill.
His best game was Miami.
Miami? All right. Yeah, so we'll watch every throw from Miami.
His overall numbers, he did have a ton of touchdowns, but his overall numbers.
Well, if you want to look at his best rating, it was against who's Cam?
Campbell. No, Campbell. Don't watch that.
I am not watching Campbell. You can't watch Campbell.
You can't take that seriously.
I can't kick. Give me the best.
You know
best.
What? Go watch like the Syracuse game or go Syracuse? Watch the Duke game.
I'm going to watch the Duke game. I'm going to watch every throw on Duke, and I'm going to watch every throw on NC State. And then I'm going to see what I think.
See, the Miami game, he threw four touchdowns, but he only rushed for 10 yards, and he only completed 51% of his passes. The Duke game, he completed 65% of his passes, threw for 342. He also ran for two touchdowns. Watch the Duke game.
Right. All right, I'm going to watch both of those.
All right, if you had to bet right now, you would take.
Yeah, who do I think they're taking?
Who do you think they're taking? You think it's Drake May?
I don't think they're taking Jaden Daniels.
Okay, but who do you think they're taking?
I think they're going to probably take Drake May.
Who do you think they're taking, Cakes? I'm going to say I think they're going to still – I think in this moment they're going to take Jaden Daniels.
I think they're going to shock a lot of people, take JJM.
Wow.
I think they're going to take McCarthy.
Who do you think they're taking?
You want to do a 2-1 bet?
I mean,
I'll pay you 100 the 50.
Your fervor, it sounds like you think that I should be getting way bigger odds than 2-1.
There's no chance they're taking JJ McCarthy at 2.
I think they might.
No chance. It's going to be one of those two other guys.
And who do you think it's going to be right now in this moment?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just who do you, would you lean?
I mean, I know who I would take. I would take May, but he could be Daniels. I have no idea.
I know, but just.
How do I have any clue what they're thinking in their
you
quarterback?
You get mad when EB waffles and now you're doing it.
I'm not waffling. We have no idea.
Of course we have no idea. We're just guessing.
You're guessing just based on what you know about the personalities. And
I mean, I'm guessing just based on what I'm reading that all these NFL sources are saying May, I'll say May.
Yeah.
Would I be shocked if Daniels goes? Of course not.
I'm leaning Daniels. And here's the other thing, they're not taking
JJ McCarthy at 2.
I don't know that, I know they're not taking Jaden.
Do you have some sort of insider info that you're withholding?
None of us do.
Because you're very vehement that they're not going to take McCarthy at 2.
I just don't see them going. I just don't see McCarthy going 2 overall.
Trust me, I didn't see him going top 5 a month and a half ago.
I'm not buying into all the hype in the pro day. I'm not buying into
a month and a half ago, was he even a first-round pick?
That's what I'm saying. It's like his stock is getting steamed up big time in the last month.
Because teams are so quarterback desperate.
True.
They overvalue these guys.
Here
are the factors with Jaden, and we talked about these at the time. Kingsbury likes, it seems like, quarterbacks who can run. Like, he's had a history with a lot of these quarterbacks that can run. They bring in a new backup quarterback. It's Marcus Mariota. Who's his game more similar to? Jaden Daniels? It doesn't have to be that your backup quarterback is going to be the same as your starting quarterback, your quarterback of the future.
I think they just brought in a guy that Johnson liked. That it had nothing to do with.
Yeah, you may be right.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, Adam Schefter is pretty plugged in.
But everyone's saying they're not talking. So who's Schefter getting his info from? Is this some rando? I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're not taking that spin lead, dude. They're not doing it. With the ugly-ass elbow, the bursitis.
That's an old picture. Can't worry about that.
Well, I don't know. Schefter just said, I think the signs continue to point to Jaden Daniels being the second overall pick.
Because Jaden Daniels... Well, I don't even know if his agent's telling him that. I wonder who's telling him that.
Those are the signs.
Cakes,
all right, got to take a break.
If they take J.J. McCarthy, I'll give you $100. If they don't, you give me $25.
I give you zero.
No, you give me $25.
I give you
4-1.
I give you one.
I'm giving you pretty good.
I give you $12.50.
No, $25. What's $25?
$20.
Oh, my God.
Five, give me $5.
All right,
dude,
all right, I'll give you 90.
No, give me 100.
Dude, 100 for 20? You should do that.
Give me 5 to
90
one.
For 20.
You should do it.
You won't take $90?
I mean, I'm kind of grasping that McCarthy's going to go, too.
I know you're
it's a little bit of a wild card.
He might not even been on your board.
We'll continue to negotiate. He's too high on my board, in my opinion.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067 is the number.
All right, it's Thompson Creek's anniversary. Over 44 years of providing the DMV with A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated replacement windows that save you time, money, and help. Lower utility costs. It's their anniversary, but they're giving you the gift. A free window with every three windows you order. Save big time during Thompson Creek's anniversary sale with a free window for every three you buy, plus special financing. 44 years building windows to exactly fit your home and our weather in their own local factory. Call today at 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation.
Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.